Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. How are you?
Well, I'm a little tired. I was out in the gym trying to do something. I haven't worked out since I was in Austin. So a couple Austin. Weeks. Remember, I went to Austin, Texas to go shooting at Staccato Pistols.
I forgot that that's where it was at.
That was a couple
I feel weeks like ago. You've been to so many different states, I can't keep up.
I know. I just got back from South Dakota.
Yeah, how was that?
I saw Mount Rushmore.
I know. I saw that on your story.
They're still very there. Cool. You know, they're still there. Happy about that. From what I understand, you know, people are trying to riot to have them take it down or something like that. But, you know, history. Who needs it? You like that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. History. Who needs it?
History. Who needs it? I was in the gym trying to do something and it's sad.
Why?
It's sad in there.
Oh, I know.
You know, I did just have some of my medication changed because did I already talk about this?
I don't think so.
So you guys, first of all, hey, welcome back to another episode Between the Rest of the Virginia.
Hey, welcome.
I am also I'm studying to be an auctioneer. That's what you just heard. Welcome to the Virginia. Hey,
everybody's like, shut up.
I know. If you're listening to this in the morning, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Too soon.
No, but I, So you, as you guys know, I've been working with my doctors at Live Health since about February.
Yeah. I was going to say January, February.
Yeah. I think February was finally when I actually started doing some sort of a protocol.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've done testing. Sorry. Oh. I'm going to tell myself that's dog hair and hope that it's not my hair that's just been breaking off and being like, goodbye. Fuck this place.
You change the scenery.
Yeah, no, thank you. We just, the last lab that we did. So obviously when we first started and I talked to you guys about this, it's all about very small changes, right? Slowly over time. So that was kind of something that sucked about the reality of this process for women, really, because it really is about the perfect recipe. And the only way we can figure out what that is over time, doing lots of testing, watching things very closely, slow, like changing, modifying whatever it is that they're trying to work with slowly so they can see how you react to it, because everybody's different. But I was okay with that because it's, you know, I had felt like shit for almost a year and hadn't felt like we were really getting any, I hadn't got anywhere, had no, you know, didn't know where to go or what to do or whatever. So now it's like, what is another year of this slow progress?
Well, nothing really is a quick fix.
Exactly.
I mean, we know this.
For men, it is a lot easier.
Quicker.
In terms of hormones. Cause it's like, it's very clear, you know, which ones that they need to work with.
Yeah. Right?
For women, it's about finding the perfect number, but then also you have, and men too, but you really have to figure out, like,
there's just more factors with women.
Yeah. Even just like, what do you do during the day?
Right.
Know, like, what does your life consist of? Anyways, the point I'm about to make is after all this time of consistently taking my meds, I hate saying meds, but my supplements, mm-hmm. for a term, some things were looking a lot better. You know, my progesterone was looking better. Still need to take progesterone every day because it was so unbelievably low. Even when I was started taking, I was supplementing it. Even with doing that, like the first few months, it still was so low.
Weird.
You know, and my estrogen is so high that my cycle would come around. I'm dealing with my ovarian cyst, my estrogen super high, then your progesterone drops even more around a certain part of your cycle, which mine was already so low that once it got lower, man, was I a whirlwind of really emotions, but also internalizing a lot of that. Cause I was very mm-hmm. cognizant of the fact of what's going on here. I had to remind myself of, you're not crazy. We're just, you know, these are some things that are out of your control. Trying to let that settle me down or help me realize, like, no, everything does feel really bad physically, anxiously, right? And then can't help but see some things just glass half empty, yeah. even though you really want it to be half full.
It's like that song, I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell.
I know. No.
Yeah, you can't tell.
I'm not crazy. I'm gonna start singing that. It's odd.
I'm not crazy.
I'll just play it.
Unwell. Yeah.
I know right now you can't tell. That's funny.
I know. We were actually, Courtney and I were listening to that song the other day. She goes, I want that to be the title of your book.
I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell.
Yeah.
So something that my doctor was thinking. So at this point I've been doing, you know, taking different vitamins, my,
probiotics,
like bioidentical hormones, or whatever it's called. You know, other things too. I'm like, my dad thinks it's so gross. Like other things I need, like I'm taking chia seeds every day. So, well, that's a newer thing that I've started doing for instance, okay. Fiber. So trying to do a lot of different things. I also ordered this thing. Aristech, I can't remember how to pronounce that word.
It's on the back of your phone?
Yes. This thing sticks on the back of your phone.
Oh,
this is not an ad, you guys, but I am, and I also haven't been using it that long. And I also didn't take any weird biomarkers or anything to see if it helps, but I'm just running with it. I was watching this video. I know I'm getting sidetracked right now, but hear me out. I was watching this video of this woman who was talking about her hair Now you guys know how me and Gina are.
Oh, yeah.
Anything to do with hair, we're like, please tell me.
Yeah,
like, have you figured it out? You know, and she was talking about her hair and how all of a sudden, like at a period of time, like her texture's changing, losing a lot of hair, blah, 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 blah. Like, and I know that's like, I feel pretty comfortable in saying probably a big majority of people that even listen to our podcast have experienced the same thing that you and I have been experiencing.
Yeah, I feel like they have.
And if you haven't yet, I think you will. Cause even my mom never did. My mom and Lacey never did. Me and Robin always had really fine hair, always grew weird, you know, mullet, mullet nation. And my mom always had really thick, coarse hair.
Yeah.
Lacey, super tight hairline, thick, long, straight, coarse, like thick hair, not in the cards for me. But she was talking about how, you know, I think she had heard from somebody that you could do a hair test where you pull hair out. They like test it. They can look at under a microscope or something at the hair and actually can see what you're deficient in or what your hair is deficient in. So first of all, that blew my mind. Cause I'm like, how has that not been something I've found I could do? I would have done that years ago.
I mean, I feel like that makes sense because you know, they find your hair at a murder scene or something like, you know, they can find out all sorts of things.
So what she found when she did the test is super high radiation.
Oh,
okay. Which makes a lot of sense because we are surrounded by it constantly. Yeah.
Okay.
My cell phone, these headphones, computer, any big appliance, it's like techie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Radiation. And on top of that, you look at all the appliances and where they're going, they're all becoming more technical, which honestly is so annoying because they break and then you can't even get them fixed. And then you have to replace the whole fucking thing. I have not had to do that, but my mom has. It has been such a pain for her.
Yeah.
With getting, trying to get them to fix her washer.
Oh, she's still dealing with that.
She had to get a whole new set that also broke.
I was going to say, I feel like last year when I was there, she was having to deal with that.
You know, but all of these things are becoming very techie and we're emitting EMFs, right? Radiation all the time. So this company, what they do, this is like a little tiny personal one. This is supposed to, it's like a blocker for radiation, for EMF.
Okay.
And this little one is, it's, I think the radius it covers is like 6 feet.
Okay.
So it's great for on your phone. You just stick it on the back and it has like a warranty you can put in for it. I ordered three of them. I gave one to my mom. I was like, mom, put this in. I put it on the back of her phone.
I feel like it's like the equivalent of you guys wearing like tinfoil hats or something.
Except
the aliens can't read your brainwaves. Oh,
yeah. except for the fact that it's real. And that also may be real. I don't count anything anymore. You know that about me.
I know.
I do know that this is real. And what's so funny is it's like, this woman said that's what she started doing because it seems like it, to me in my mind, I was like, well, that would make a lot of sense. Like if you are really like eating, like you're trying to be as healthy as possible and take care of your hair. We're surrounded by radio waves and radiation.
Well, yeah, there's been
everywhere.
Talk forever about like, I remember when.
And then you fly and you get cooked a little bit on your way out and you get cooked a little bit on the way back. When you're traveling,
there was this whole thing with when the kids were just going to get their cell phones and it was like, oh, the younger they get them, like it's going to cause all these like brain tumors and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh shit. Like,
well, I've definitely thought about it before and I think we've talked about it, but we really haven't had things like that long enough to know what it's going to do long term.
Yeah, you're right.
So I got this, a lot of their other, their little things were sold out. So they have different ones. I know this sounds like an ad. It's not. I'm just telling you guys what I'm going through right now. They have what I wanted was a wearable one. So it's this one that's a little bit bigger and it's like a little square and you can just put, it's like on a necklace. You can wear it, but it covers 15 feet.
Oh.
And then they have some that you can put in your house. It's like a plate, like it's bigger and you would just, it covers like 100 square feet.
Wow.
So there's ones you can get and they're more money. But they're bigger. So if you have a lot of like, maybe in like your kitchen or your living room or places where you have a lot of appliances or where people would hang out a lot, you can put that somewhere in there, like near your Wi-Fi router.
Yeah.
On things like that.
Dude, I'm so cheap that I would just want you to wear me as a backpack.
I know.
Just well, so I could be is, like, so I can be like, just hey. Protected under your 15 feet.
Yeah. Stay close, you guys. We only got 15 feet.
Your whole family traveling everywhere. Just everyone's like pushed together.
It almost was like, is if you were sitting under an umbrella, like carrying an umbrella. Yeah. Yes. Oh, stay inside.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So I bought in, and for me, and I know you understand this, it's like with certain things now, especially with my hair, you know, but with health, it's like, I just want to know if there's something that seems like it has really good science behind it, I'm just going to try it out.
Yeah, why not try it?
You can try it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm wearing my hair just like,
freaking, what's the chicken my Frozen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Am I Rapunzel?
No, I think it's Elsa.
No, Elsa, yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're just freaking Elsa hair. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah. Maybe
it just starts growing in like jet black.
It's like when you were getting your laser hair removal.
It's like when I was born, I had jet black hair, but then all the radiation hit me and it went white, you know?
Just became an albino.
Anyways, back to what I was saying, you guys, with my hormones, did my testing and a lot of things look great. And I will also let you know, I am very healthy. I do like hearing that because sometimes a lot of the time
I don't feel it,
you know, but I am. So like, you know, my heart, my cholesterol, all these other things that can cause big issues also, and you could be worried about or whatever. They all look very good. I'm very healthy.
Yay.
One thing that they think could have been happening with my thyroid is that I was maybe having somewhat of an autoimmune response to the, I can't remember the name of it. It's upstairs somewhere, but it's from this thyroid medication is from pig. So it's not synthetic, right? They think that I was maybe having an autoimmune response to that because it, out of all this time, right? It's October.
Yeah.
I've been working with them since February, consistently taking my medicine. It has not changed one bit.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean it's not synthetic? What are you talking about? The whatever
it's made from a pig.
Oh, whatever not medication like you're taking.
Yeah, that I've been taking. It starts with an A. So what we decided to try is actually going a synthetic route.
Yeah.
And I've only been taking that now for like 3 days.
Okay.
But I do feel a difference.
Oh, really?
Which is very promising.
That is.
And when I say feel a difference, you guys, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I take my morning, I have to take it on an empty stomach and wait 45 minutes to eat. And I have quite a bit more energy than I've had in the morning.
That's awesome.
Well over a year or longer.
Wow. That's great.
So, you know, it's a slow process, but I think I finally see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. So what is the point? Is the point to finally get to a point where you don't have to take all these medications, or is this something that you're just going to have to take the rest of your life?
No, it depends. Yeah. I actually was just listening to a podcast with, on Joe Rogan with the guy's name is, I'm going to tell you because it's really good. Devin sent it to me actually. So his name is Brigham Bohler, B-U-H-L-E-R. And Bueller? He owns Bueller.
Harris Bueller.
So he kind of goes over his whole background, et cetera. And I'm not really going to spoil it, but he works and he talks about a lot of bad shit, real life stuff that people should be paying attention to, but kind of how he went from pharmaceutical sales into now he owns a company called Ways to Well. And it's kind of like Live Health. Mm-hmm. You know, it's getting out of creating a system, which a lot of people are doing now, but you know, the typical, healthcare system, it's a sick care system, you know? And not only, I mean, down to the fact that he really, really describes it a lot. And he really dives deep into health insurance and like where a lot of the power and issues really do lie. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad, it's scary. And it's the best thing we can do is try and be aware of it because we're in the system, right? So if we're aware of it, we can hopefully at least make better decisions for ourselves and loved ones when maybe they, hopefully not, but like get to a point where they need to have the care, mm-hmm. then you can be more aware of like, what should we really be looking for when you're getting certain types of care or even billing, et cetera.
Oh yeah.
But he talks about, you know, his personal experience with when his hormones were really messed up and he had no idea why. Well, with doctors, and a lot of this is because of insurance. It's not because they don't want to do the blood panel. It's not because they don't want to get to the bottom. It's because they don't make any money because insurance will not cover it. Because why would they do tests that can help you prevent being sick when they can
keep you sick and
keep
make
you
money
sick and
off
keep
of,
making money?
Yeah, right.
Right. So it's not the doctor's fault, really. He does get into points where it discusses certain doctors that end up owning stock or owning, having some sort of like a benefit with certain mm-hmm. drugs, which is why they push it so much. And uh-huh. then we have things like the opioid epidemic,
right.
Et cetera. You should listen to it. You'd probably really,
I will. I will.
Especially cause he talks about dope sick and like, he talks about even more stuff that was outside of just that one story that was told.
Yeah.
But he discussed with like, Joe asked him, so are there, like for him, you know, he was really overweight. He was obese. He was working out every day, going to CrossFit. He said he was eating really well. He could not figure it out. Why is he doing all the things he's supposed to, but he is sick?
Yeah.
Well, he finally, at some point he gets into where he's now seeing a doctor who is going to do a full blood panel on him. Cause prior to that, they wouldn't do it. And even when he went to his doctor and wanted to do a blood panel, certain markers, they didn't even run. Why? Because insurance won't cover it.
Oh, okay.
And so when he finally went somewhere else and had all this blood work done, the doctor was like, you're messed up, man. Like you're sick. His testosterone was that like so low. And he goes, I don't know. He's like, either you're fat because your testosterone's low or your testosterone's low because you're fat. And he's like, well, he does all the things you're supposed to be a healthy individual, exercise, eating healthy, like regularly. Right. And I experienced a lot of this for myself, you know, like it's weird when all of a sudden you're like, I am doing everything I'm supposed to. I'm not drinking alcohol. I'm exercising. I'm trying to get my sleep. I'm eating really healthy. What is wrong with me?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, you can't, you feel like nothing's working, but you're like, am I crazy? You know? And there are so many, he basically said this, like Joe asked him, are there alternatives? Like, what are things you could take that aren't hormones, like alternatives? And this is how I feel too.
Yeah.
He said, yes, there are, But when somebody is so sick.
Yeah. So drastically low or high in some,
By trying to, like, they're never going, like, taking like the natural things that can help boost or help whatever. It's never going to get you back to where you need to be. It's going to aid, right, in getting the body to function more properly and on its own. So, and I feel the same way, because he said to him, yes, there are. But if someone has no energy, brain fog, can't get out of bed, how are they going to be able to do any of those things? And when you're just taking something that's going to kind of help you, you know, fix the problem when it's never really going to fix it. And how can you make some changes when you still feel like that? Like you still are having all these issues. And so, like, my perspective, which was similar to Brigham's, was get healthy, you know, work with a doctor, get things to where they're supposed to be. And then from there, you can really, I guess, experiment with like the different peptides or things that can help promote certain things to function. And then as time goes on, you can slowly, working with your doctor or your healthcare or your practitioner or whatever it is, to decrease certain things and see how your body's reacting on its own. You know, but in my mind, and like one thing he said, which debunked it, you know, because everyone, and you've said this, but a lot of people's reaction, I think, which is learned, is I don't want to take anything because that means I'm going to have to take it for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yes. But what kind of quality of life do you want to have?
No, for sure. Yeah. I was just curious. I just didn't know if there was like times when people were taking all these things and that got to a point where they didn't no longer needed them. Like,
I think it would just depend.
Yeah.
There's a lot of factors that we don't necessarily think about. Now, if I bring them up, we obviously, it's not something, anything we would never count out, but I don't think it's the first thing that we think about is the fact that, you know, the way our bodies function, because as a result of our environment, products that we have ingested for years,
right,
our parents did, things don't work the way they're supposed to.
Right.
And that's, so we're born that way. And that sucks. I mean, you look at the studies right now, it is daunting and scary. Men and women. Oh, my mom's coming. Men and women. And that are these younger generations too. The amount of hormones they're born with is not enough.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
You know, fertility rate is completely dropping.
Well, yeah.
And dropping drastically. Yep. And so we have to also consider those things too. You know, it's not going to be like a, oh, hi, princess.
Come here. Did you go?
No.
Oh, hi.
Protein shake.
Hello.
Hi.
Gosh, she's gotten so big.
I know. Can you say hi?
Hi.
She's having her shake.
She's hey, like,
who is protein shake?
She got a protein shake.
Mimi.
Hey. Hi.
I'm getting tired.
Say hi.
Can you say
hi?
Say hi.
Oh. It's like not really a smile.
He's got a mouthful of that.
Hi.
There's Gunner.
Hello.
There's Gunner.
Oh, cutie bug.
Look at her burks I got her. She finally grew into.
Oh my God. She's so cute. Oh, I want a pair of those.
All right. Get your drink. But you're just going to stay right here.
Oh, Dad, you're going to smile? Okay.
Put my headphones in. All right. You guys, this is my niece. Her name is Maisie. She's the cutest, and also she is a terror.
Not you. Hi, Maisie. She's
so funny. But
she has gotten so big.
I know. She's so funny. But yeah, you know, it's tough because that is a real thing to think about. And I definitely think about it, but at the same time too, we're in like a weird situation where people we don't even have a functional amount. I mean, I think we're getting more into a time where people are being born with not even a functional amount.
Like more issues,
which is tough, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a positive thing, not the positive thing, but a positive thing about that is at least that we're seeing more people studying that and more practices being opened to work with that, to help people, you know? Mm-hmm. And a lot of time, we've definitely talked about this, but I always think of like my mom's story of what it was like for her working with her. What? Brooke. She's cheesing. She shut the door. My mom says, bye-bye.
Oh. She's like, I'm what? Hanging.
You're wild.
What'd she say?
I'm just going to leave these off because they're
okay.
You want to come over here?
Yeah.
Come here. Anyways, my mom, you know, I can't help but think that if she would have had back then, if there would have been better care for women, you know, maybe she wouldn't have had to undergo a full hysterectomy at the age of 30.
Right.
You know. Did you poop?
Oh, maybe. That's a real happy face.
Your Neil.
Might be have some poopy in those pants.
You can't hang out. Come on. Let's go find Gunner. Say bye, Brooke.
Bye.
Say bye.
Bye, Maisie.
What I was going to say, or what I was saying before, my cutest little devil of a niece, she's the cutest, came in here and she has just this grin.
She's like a little evil,
oh, yeah.
A little evil to it.
Yeah. I think about that, like for my mom, you know, like in a big majority of my mom's adult years after that was like zero sex drive. Like lots of hormonal problems. And a lot of the doctors at the time, like, you know, the only answer was here's some estrogen, you
right.
know, or like, oh, that's just what happens. It's like, no, it doesn't have to be that though. And like, you know, we think well, if you take it, you're just, what did the doctor tell you? It's like, oh, you're just prolonging something. Like, what are you prolonging?
Yeah. 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 They were saying, like, what are you prolonging? And I said, and, well, you know, I don't know. Like, I guess the symptoms. Because they were like, oh, eventually you have to go off of it.
Well, the thing is like,
well, okay, well then I guess I won't go on it.
Well, and the thing is like Kirk, you know, my friend, he had a similar experience coming out of the military. You know, he's feeling terrible, bad, you know, hurting his body, tired, everything. And when he went to his doctor, the doctor did a blood panel and they looked at his numbers and he was like, he wouldn't even do a blood panel. He said, he looked at him and he was like, he literally told him because of his age and he has five kids. I want to say five. He goes, you're fine. You bore yeah. five kids. Like, that's what they told him. Like they wouldn't do a blood panel because he proved that he has testosterone because he got his wife pregnant five times and he's a certain age. And
right.
so it wasn't until later that he finally found a doctor that was like, oh no, this is not normal. Like
right.
you're too young. To be like, to feel this bad.
Right.
And we're just not really considering, obviously more people are now, but broadly speaking, we haven't been, or people haven't really considered all of the things that are constantly disrupting our endocrine system, like disrupting our hormones. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with just the natural aging process.
Right.
So if you feel bad, go get them checked. Everyone has every right to not feel bad before you're going to die. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Yes. Like, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I am feeling like a lot, just, I guess, positive about now where we're taking some steps. And it was kind of nice to like have my doctor point out see that certain things the needle hasn't moved at all, because I'm like, okay, so in my head, I've been wondering, like, I still just don't feel that great. Is it just me? Is it in my head?
Yeah.
And then when I did blood again, it was like, they're like, oh no, I think you're having an autoimmune response to this medication. I was like, oh, okay. So this is how I'm really feeling.
Right. Yeah. It's like you're almost conditioned to think that you are just crazy.
Yes.
And things aren't really going on that are going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and I was the same way just when I would train, when I was training for the CrossFit games, you know, because mm-hmm. you know, it's uncomfortable.
You just get used to being uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right. And it's uncomfortable all the time. And so when I really wouldn't feel good, I had to really try and check in with myself to see if I really didn't feel good or if I was just being a wuss.
Yeah.
You know, I was making an excuse, but
wasn't the case.
More times than not, we're not doing that.
Right.
We really don't feel good. And, I have one more thing to share with you. And then if we have any questions, we can do that before we close this puppy.
Yeah.
Okay. We came back from Bali.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I drank my mom's protein drink and I got like a giant chunk of cinnamon.
Like just attached itself right to the inside of your throat.
It feels like a chunk, not like a little tiny micro, you know, tiny little thing.
Needs you an ugly cough. Yeah. You know, like when you're around other people and you're just trying to do like, and then finally you're like, okay, wait, I need to do like a really ugly one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I may have got it. Dislodged it. It's like ting 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 ting.
All the way down, the little marble.
So what I wanted to do after Bali, because all of us got pretty sick, is I wanted to do a parasite cleanse. And we don't need to really get into all the reasons, you know, all the things I've been paying attention to that has to do with parasites. You guys can do that information. You can look into that on your own.
Yeah, I'm like, gross.
I wanted to do that. You know, it's, and a bigger reason why too, is I got sick, but then also too, I know I've talked about it. I got really sick in the UK right before I came home, right before regionals. We thought I probably had E. coli, and no, I never went to the doctor for it. I was working with a doctor at the time. And so I was working with him on what I should do. And it's like, I got better. But also since then, my stomach's never really been the same. So I kind of thought, well, this might be a great time to just do a parasite cleanse because, I mean, who knows? Maybe I've had a little critter in there this whole time.
Oh my God, gross.
And when I was talking, I mentioned it to my, you know, my contact for my doctor, my liaison or whatever.
Yeah.
I said, what do you know about parasite cleanses? And he goes, you have a parasite? And I was like, well, maybe. And so we briefly talked about that. And he said that he would do it's a poop test. All right.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, it's very expensive. I already got it. It's here in the mail. I haven't started it yet. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it because he goes, even if you don't have parasites, we'll learn a lot about your gut biome and your health and uh-huh. what's going on in there. And I was like, well, I definitely want to do that because it's never really been right for a really long time. And I just always thought to myself, I'm like my mom. You know, when I was growing up, my mom always, her stomach always bothered her. Like she wouldn't even really eat too much or eat anything weird, but all of a sudden she'd get really like super, like lots of gas pains. Mm-hmm. And she would have times where she just, her stomach caused her a lot of problems. And I started having that in college. And I always thought like, oh, I'm just like my mom.
Right. It's just
like,
genetics. Yeah.
Damn it. You know, mom, seriously, who gave me my hair? Stomach and hair. My hair?
I'm all fucked up.
Yeah. So I decided, okay, I'm going to do it that way too. If like anything was weird, then my mom or my dad or someone else who's maybe wondered just from, you know, cause my dad came home and he was like, I think I might have a critter in there.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'll do it. And then if there is anything, then we know that if anyone else still feels weird, you should maybe get tested too.
Yeah.
Now I got home. I was in South Dakota. I went out there to visit Todd. He was there for work, went to Mount Rushmore, went to the Badlands. Incredible. Wow. I never would have thought I ever would have made it to any of the Dakotas, either of the Dakotas. Never thought there was a real reason for me to go there. I was never against it, but I wasn't going to plan a trip there on my own. Right.
Sure.
I definitely would go back and I'd like to go back in like a camper van.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Very cool out there. But I start reading the instructions on this thing. I got home yesterday.
And I'm like, maybe I should start this, you know, because I paid for it. I mean, what am I waiting for?
Yeah.
So I open the box. This is just so much more than I thought. I realized I signed up for. You got to take, it's 3 days,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, what I was imagining, what do you imagine when you think of like a poop sample? Like when you drop off, if we're a dog or a pet,
I'm going to be honest. I've just been dealing with this with Ruby. She has a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Oof.
So they think she might have colitis or something. So we've been dealing with this. So normally I would have just said a cup.
Yeah. You know? You would do what? You'd like scoop some poop in it, close it off.
Scoop poop, put it in. Yes.
It's not it though, guys. That's definitely not it. it's a lot more gross than that. In fact, I was describing it to Todd and he goes, I never thought there was anything that you could do that would gross me out.
This is it.
This is
the one.
I go, I'm reading it. Day one, day two, day three. Day one, one sample. Day two, one sample. Day three, four samples. Also, if you find a worm,
oh my God,
you're supposed to put it in a separate clear jar in alcohol and send it in. Weird. That's the part that made you sick. I'm not done yet. We're just getting started. You cannot poop in the toilet.
Right. You got to poop like
contaminate it. They sent these little trays, like what you get fries to go in.
Okay. Ruby's was like a saucer that sat on the toilet with like a basin.
I didn't get that, dude. I literally got a little paper tray. Like I could use, it could double as like orders up. Who wants fries?
Gross.
Yeah. So it comes in three kits. Each one has a
pot. You just got to catch it?
Each one has a rubber glove. Should have seen my dad last night tell me how to do it. He's like, all right, you're just going to put your glove on. You're going to squat. And I told Todd, he goes, what are you going to do? Do you have to aim? And I was like, I don't know. I'm like, maybe I'll just go poop outside on the lawn, pick it up like a dog poop.
Yeah.
But I didn't see.
Yeah.
Can you see me out there in the morning?
Dude, like they need,
waving to the neighbors.
I'm telling you, for $500 for this kit, they should at least give you what Ruby got. It's literally like a toilet tray with a reservoir inside of it.
Yeah. Almost like one of those like potty training potties.
Sort of. Yes. Yes.
So, or like a bedpan. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't contaminate it. So
you can't pee while you poop.
Nope.
Right.
So into the tray. And that's going to be hard for me, not peeing while I poop. Sometimes it happens simultaneously.
Right.
It comes with a scooper, apparently, that you have to, like a little spoon, a shovel, if you will. You can't scoop it. I was telling my dad, I was like, Dad, it says in the instructions, you have to scoop parts from different parts of the poop.
Oh, God.
So not only can I not just like,
just get in there and do it really quick.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like cut it, scoop it, shove it in.
Oh my God.
I gotta like, all right.
This looks a little different than this.
Yeah. What is that? Is that a peanut?
Okay.
Corn.
It's just a worm.
It gets grosser.
Ew. Okay. All right. Go.
So you do that. And it like, there's pictures of how to fill it up. There's a fill line. So like don't do too much and don't do too little. Okay.
Yeah.
At first I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's a lot of poop. Like sometimes I don't have that much and that's a pretty big little cylinder thing.
Yeah.
Then I realized there's a liquid in the cylinder. So you don't,
it'll break it down.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a liquid in the cylinder and it says it's poison. So, you know, what to do if you get it in your eyes or what to do if you get it on your skin or what to do if you ingest it. Not going to do that, but it's, you know, it's in transit. Like when you open it, put a towel over it before you open it in case
you end up losing an eye trying to do your fecal sample.
And it says, not only do you have to scoop it from different parts of your poop, you have to stir it.
No. Oh God. Gross.
You have to stir it.
Oh, gross.
Into like a
the liquid,
whatever it is. Yeah, and then it says put the lid on and shake it for 30 seconds.
Oh my God!
and then you have to refrigerate it.
Oh right.
Yes. Don't freeze it.
Refrigerate it.
Refrigerate it. My mom goes, do not put that in this fridge.
Dude, I'm telling you, Ruby just had to do the same thing. She had to take like two different samples in. So she was like going home, like using this poop thing.
Yeah.
And then she wouldn't have time because it was on her lunch break. She wouldn't have time to go take it right down there. And they were like, you know, if it's like within like 2 hours, if it's not within 2 hours, then yeah, then you have to put it in the fridge. She's like, and then I have to explain to my boyfriend,
why
like, don't look in this bag. It's got my poop in it. Yeah. It's disgusting. It's really gross.
Yeah. So I got to do that.
So your poop's going into the White Claw fridge.
Yeah.
Into the back.
And I went.
What? What?
I just, here's the thing. You guys that are listening, you know what's funny? I know you guys know this because you've been, and we know you're longtime listeners. so many times do I forget that I'm not just talking to Gina.
I know. So many times.
Like I get myself like in trouble.
Time.
But yeah. Like so many times. And I just almost did it again. You know what? I'm just going to tell you what I was thinking anyways. And I don't regret it at all. But some of you might regret continuing to listen to this episode. I was just going to say this morning, I went poop. Mm-hmm. I ate a bunch of chia seeds last night, which I've been out of town. I haven't really eaten a lot of fiber. And I said to my mom, I was like, well, I'm happy I wasn't sampling that.
Right.
She goes, why? And I was like, it would have been difficult.
It
came out pre-stirred.
Yeah.
What? There's a monster at my door.
Uh-oh.
Come here. We'll say goodbye to everybody.
She wants you to pay attention to her.
Come here. Push. Push. Oh, yeah. Keep pushing. Push. Hi. Come here. Come here.
Hi, Maisie. Hi, sweet girl.
To have you up a little bit higher because you're little.
He is little. Hi.
Hi. Sorry. No, it's gonna say bye.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening.
Where's the airplane went?
Hey, what? Don't forget to, what? Where'd the airplane go?
She's out there. They're playing this guy. She goes, airplane?
Oh,
we can't see anymore.
Yeah, no, went all gone.
Was the airplane on the sky?
Bye.
Yeah, it went in the
sky. Bye.
It's up in the sky, huh?
She's saying sky or bye.
Did it go bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Hey, where's your chapstick?
You like chapstick? Loves chapstick.
Dude, my kids would have just eaten it.
Yeah, she does. So
yeah.
Did I.
Yeah.
Chapstick.
Yeah.
Where's chapstick?
Sorry, chapstick.
I remember one specifically, a type of chapstick I love to eat. It was in a little can. And it was strawberry flavored.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like in a blue.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh. All right, ready?
Bye.
Hey,
guys.
Don't forget to...
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.